From the Denver Coliseum, I'm Reno Notaro, along with Doug Ottewell. Welcome to the third of our four championship games on Championship Saturday. This is the girls' 5A matchup between Lakewood and Grandview. And as we start the second quarter, it's been all Grandview, 18-9, leading the Lakewood Tigers. And we've got a whistle away from the basketball. It's like that's going to be a blocking foul.
Now, you keep your eye on V-Hill because she is a physical player. She's a strong player, but she also has just a little bit of fire that can get her in trouble at times, and that was one of those instances. She basically just went straight through that screen instead of over it or under it. She just mowed it over.
Well, coaches do say go through the screen.
Yeah, she went through it. She was listening.
Woodhead looking for the inbound. Great cut and pass as Woodhead hits Renstrom for two, and that's what Lakewood needed. 18-11 in our score. Galloway with the basketball as Lakewood, it looks like they've dropped into a zone, and there's a steal on the tip, and that's Renstrom with the tip. Tries to go coast to coast, but loses it out of bounds. However, that was knocked away by Kennedy Brown.
Grandview guards having a challenge because the Emsbo twins are playing high up in the zone. They're getting their hands in all kinds of passing lanes.
Inbound to Kira Emsbo. Crosses over, tries to dribble, but pulls it back out. And Grandview continues a very aggressive man-to-man defense. Kira Emsbo on the left wing. Sister Camilla on the right side. Camilla tries to dribble and loses the basketball. Stolen away by who else? Onionware. She is off to the races, coast to coast. Dishes and great block as Leah Behill was going up for the shot.
Out of nowhere, really.
Yeah, Kira Emsbo just comes out of nowhere and swats that away. 7:01 remaining. Nice crowd here tonight for the girls 5A. Behill swings it left. Grandview working it around, nearly losing it out of bounds. The ball tipped around and picked up by Lakewood. Lakewood has the advantage, but they didn't see it. Woodhead did not see the advantage. Kira Emsbo on the left wing. She'll dribble to the elbow, get it up top. Woodhead, one dribble. A lot of one dribbling and dead. Nice entry pass. The layup for two. Excellent play by Gabby Hayden to put
nice
that
touch.
One in.
Gabby Hayden, size 12 shoe, Reno. I learned that before the game. That's impressive.
That is very impressive. That is very impressive. 6:20 to go. I wear a 13. So
well, she planted that size 12 in the lane and went straight to the rim, and it worked out pretty well.
It did. 18-13, Grandview leading Lakewood. There's a drive and a dish. Behill could not hold on to it. And Gabby Hayden with the basketball. Now Hayden gets it to the point guard, Renstrom, who walks it up, gets Lakewood into their offense. There's a drive top of the key. Kick it out left side, Woodhead, and a holding call against Grandview. Lakewood will inbound right in front of Casey.
Fouls on the Wolves, number 13, Kennedy Brown.
Timeout on the floor. We'll keep it here. No, we'll take a break. We'll take a break with them. 5:57 to go in the second quarter. Girls 5A state championship from the Denver Coliseum. Grandview 18, Lakewood 13. It's Championship Saturday on ESPN Denver 1600.
KEPN Lakewood, Denver.
KKFN. It's the kid in grade school who paints her face blue and white before every home game.
It's the accountants and salesmen who give up their Friday evenings to referee.
It's the cashier at the corner convenience store who wears school colors on every game day.
What makes high school sports here in Colorado so special? They do. You do.
We all do.
This message presented by the Colorado High School Activities Association and the Colorado Athletic Directors Association.
This is CHSAA Championship Saturday on ESPN Denver 1600.
Along with Doug Ottewell, I'm Reno Notaro from Denver Coliseum. 5:57 to go in the second quarter of the girls' 5A state championship between Grandview and Lakewood. Grandview leading Lakewood 18-13. And stepping to the line now for the Tigers, Jessica Woodhead. And Woodhead misses the front end of the 1-1. There's a chance for Lakewood, and Lakewood has to take advantage of that. Onionware, coast to coast, banks
it. Pull up jumper from the free throw line.
Banks it, straight on from the foul line, and she did call it. 20-13. And there's a steal. A steal by Galloway. Lays it up and in.
She caught Emsbo kind of trying to call out the offense and had the ball sort of casually in her right hand, and she just swiped it.
That's exactly what happened. And that momentary lapse.
That's all she needed.
That's it. Emsbo in the corner. Kira, right wing, over to Renstrom. From the foul line, shot is no good from Camilla Emsbo, and the rebound to Vigil. And again, Grandview, what are they going to do? They're going to run to the right corner. Is Galloway, she gets it out, and Grandview reverses to the left wing. Three-pointer is up and good. Marlette for three. Aaliyah Marlette with the triple, and that brings it 25-13, Grandview leading Lakewood, and Grandview putting a little pressure, just keeping Lakewood honest with 4:40 to go in the second quarter. Lakewood working it around the perimeter. Now the entry pass, and Vigil knocks it away, but gets called for the foul.
Vigil not liking it, but that's her second foul. And she can, at times, get into foul trouble. She's just an aggressive player. She's always around the ball, and she has a physical style of play.
Sassy Coleman checking back in for Lakewood.
Now, there's been some great names in this tournament.
There are.
Sassy Knuckles.
That would be a great name.
Sassy Knuckles, sure.
That's someone with a name. I can appreciate great names.
Reno Notaro, traditional spelling.
It is a traditional spelling of Reno and Notaro. And the first foul shot is up and good from Kira Emsbo. 25-14, Grandview with the lead. 4:36 remaining. Kira Emsbo's second foul shot. That's going to be long. And the rebound comes down to Renstrom and Lakewood. Lakewood's going to have a little chance for some more points with 4.5 minutes to go. Entry to Camilla Emsbo. Turnaround, five-footer, no good. Gets a rebound back. Ball swatted away. Back out to Kira for three. That's no good. And the rebound comes down to Onionworth. Onionworth drives coast to coast. Has it knocked away, swatted out of bounds by Kira Emsbo. And that's going to be a foul on Emsbo.
You know what? I'm okay with that foul because Onionware has taken the ball coast to coast about three times in the last 2 minutes. And I'm not saying that Lakewood has been passive with it, but at some point you need to say, hey, we're not going to just let it happen this easy. And I think that's what you saw that play.
Onionware's first foul shot is up and good. She already has 14 of Grandview's 26 points, make it 15 of their 27 points, and it's a 13-point Grandview lead. And this is where Lakewood has to get points and has to get a stop, or the game could get out of hand with 4:08 remaining in the second quarter. There's a drive by Woodhead over to Sassy Coleman. Sassy kills the dribble. A lot of dribbles getting killed this time. Camilla Emsbo works it around. Lakewood just working it around, and there's that pressure from Grandview. And really, Lakewood has not been able to get into any kind of a rhythm and get into their offense many times at all.
And it's a high-pressure defense with just active hands everywhere. So, you mentioned the kill and the dribble. That's because Grandview is consistently trying to steal the ball.
3:44 remaining in the second quarter. Jaden Galloway working it around the perimeter. They'll reverse it to the right wing. Marlette. Marlette drives into the paint, dishes it. Baseline move by Galloway. Galloway puts up the five-footer and banks it in for two. Actually, that is not Galloway. That is Alicia Davis with the two-point bucket, making it 29-14 Grandview. 3 minutes and 20 seconds remaining in the second quarter. Woodhead, right of the arc. Just back and forth. Now Grandview backing off a little bit, getting a little rest in this zone, it appears. There's a shot up and good.
There's the touch from Camilla Emsbo. That's her sixth point.
3 minutes remaining in the second quarter. And Grandview really in no hurry right now. Kind of working it around, pulling it out. And Lakewood trying to keep Grandview out. There's a A drive by Marlette. Kicks it into the corner. Reverse layup. No good. Offensive board. Onionware. Onionware, another rebound, another bucket, and she has 17 points. She has outscored Lakewood. Grandview 31-16. Top of the key, three-pointer up and good from Camilla Enspo. Timeout Lakewood, full timeout with 2:16 remaining. It's Grandview 31, Lakewood 19 in the girls 5A state championship. This is Championship Saturday on ESPN Denver 1600.
Looking for future leaders we can believe in? Look no further than the high school student athletes right here in Colorado. High school sports teach young people how to be effective leaders. It includes learning to listen, accepting responsibility, being a good role model, and it's about respect. The result, it transcends sports. It gives us hope for the future. This message presented by the Colorado High School Activities Association and the Colorado Athletic Directors Association.
KEPN Lakewood, Denver.
KKFN HD2 Longmont, Denver.
A Bonneville station.
ESPN Denver 1600.
Streaming live at ESPNDenver.com. Halftime, presented by IKEA Centennial. This is CHSAA Championship Saturday, a special presentation from Mile High Sports on ESPN Denver 1600. At the half, here's Reno Nataro and Doug Ottewell.
2 minutes and 16 seconds to go in the second quarter of the girls' state 5A championship game from the Denver Coliseum. I'm Reno Nataro. He is Doug Ottewell. Casey Light with us courtside at the Coliseum. It's Grandview 31, Lakewood 19. And this is where Lakewood needs a stop, Doug. They cannot get too far behind going into halftime. Jaden Galloway walking it up the court, looking for a pick. Galloway into the paint, drives, dishes, out to the right wing. And Grandview does a great job driving and dishing. There's Serrano, does the same. There's a looping shot up, and bringing rain is Jaden Holloway.
Nothing but nylon there, Reno.
No question. 33-19, our score with a minute 43 remaining. Baseline shot by Kira Emsbo is no good. Rebound to Galloway, and Jaden Galloway pushing it up the court very quickly. Onionware layup for two.
She's just so fundamentally sound. She does not miss shots where she creates an open opportunity. She doesn't miss.
She's one of those players that's far and above everyone else. She's just that much better than every other player. And now Grandview has a 16-point lead. The air ball from Emsbo. And that's some great sportsmanship between Onionware and Renstrom.
Both hustling for the ball, going out of bounds. Onionware kind of winds up on her back. Who's the first person to pick her up? Enstrom.
35-19 the score. Emsbo high left. Kira Emsbo. She'll drive, foul line, pull it back out, kick it out left wing to Woodhead. Woodhead swings it right of the arc. Renstrom looking low. And a traveling violation. And there's that Grandview pressure again. When she tries to dribble, the Grandview defenders are always up in their face. Under a minute to go, 35-19 the score. We'll see if Grandview goes for a final shot here late in the second quarter, up 16. But that's not going to be the case. Vigil up and under, goes baseline, banks it for two.
And, you know, she hasn't even really gotten going today, and she's very capable of putting points on the board.
No question. Steal by Hudson, coast to coast, misses the layup. Hudson cannot finish what she started. And now with 30 seconds to go, there's a foul on Onionware as she reached in to Kira Emsbo trying to get the steal after the turnover.
That's her first.
Tonight. 30.8 seconds remaining in the second quarter with Grandview leading 37-19. Emsbo's front end of the one-on-one, no good. And Lakewood has not been able to capitalize on the foul shots. Onionware into the forecourt, crosses over, right to the rack, lays it up for two.
Just unbelievable.
It really is. 39-19, a 20-point Grandview lead as the first half is coming to an end in the girls 5A state championship. Top of the key, Renstrom tries to cross over looking for a shot, and that one from Emsbo is up. Camilla Emsbo hits the bucket at the buzzer, and it's halftime from the Denver Coliseum. It's been all Grandview from the opening tip, 39-21 Grandview. We'll take a break. We'll come back. This is Championship Saturday on ESPN Denver 1600.